From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The World Conference Against Racism is in overtime. The conference had been scheduled to end today with agreement on a plan to fight racism globally. Formal meetings have ended for the evening, but informal talks will continue through the night as delegates from 170 countries try to craft a compromise statement. The issues that have dominated the conference are still the most troublesome: how to address the historic wrongs of slavery and the current Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
NPR's Julie McCarthy joins us now from the site of the conference in Durban, South Africa. Julie, does the fact that they are continuing to talk there indicate that some sort of agreement is close?
Well, we're told that they're not there yet on either the Middle East or the question of past wrongs, but that they are moving toward an agreement. The Belgian foreign minister, Louis Michel, who is negotiating on behalf of the EU, said he was so optimistic that he postponed his departure and said, "I have one more night to negotiate," but that he's not authorized to stay beyond tomorrow morning. Michel also talked about certain friends who wanted to turn Durban into an instrument for their own political problems, which was an obvious reference to the Middle East. He said that there's something higher here. Durban was supposed to be an exercise in the name of millions of victims, past and present, and whatever happens, that was an important step. So a sober and cautiously optimistic message from the Europeans, but the moment has really arrived. They'll do this overnight or it won't happen.
To go back to earlier this week, the U.S. delegation pulled out, left the conference on Monday because of language on the Middle East. Will the final declaration indeed single out Israel?
Well, the drafts that have been generated do not condemn Israel as racist. There is no attack on Zionism as a racist ideology. Earlier wording denouncing Israeli practices in the occupied territories as a new form of apartheid is out. The language is pretty generic, and to the extent it mentions Israel, Noah, it's in terms of every state having a right to security. At the same time, it speaks in terms of the plight of the Palestinians under foreign occupation and their right to self-determination. So the conflict is finding its way into the document for the moment, but somewhat reluctantly. Louis Michel repeated what the U.S. has said before, that this is not the place for polemical attacks about the Middle East.
The other stalemate there has been over how to address the past, the issues of slavery, colonialism included. The Europeans have been at odds about this with the African countries not wanting to apologize for fear of litigation. How's that going? Mm-hmm.
Well, the Europeans are prepared to say that present-day slavery is a crime against humanity, but are not willing to say that about the centuries-old transatlantic slave trade. And of course, Caribbean and African nations say if ever there were a crime against humanity, where human beings were counted as only 3/5 of a person, slavery was it. But there is a possible breakthrough on the question of an apology. The EU was worried that a formal apology would mean legal obligations to pay compensation. So the draft text is a compromise, uses words like regretting, expressing remorse, or presenting apologies. But for the EU, that's an apology. Reparations is proving a little stickier. African and other nations don't pay us. Channel assistance into health and trade and development and debt relief. There's a problem there. The EU doesn't want to be caught out on a limb where it's got to put out more money. It's not prepared to do that quite yet.
Now, much of the attention so far we're talking about here are things that happened in the past. What about the issues of contemporary racism and discrimination around the world?
Well, you know, this conference does call for programs to address intolerance and discrimination against the 150 million migrants in the world. It asks countries to combat intolerance against refugees. The conference looked directly at the issues facing indigenous people. It called for improving their education, their health, and training. It called on states to monitor police misconduct and to eliminate racial profiling, the stop and seizure based on race. And this meeting has also helped spur a whole movement for the rights of some 200 million Indians and other South Asians who are members of the lower caste. And of course, there was a large number of Black Americans here to remind the conference of the challenges that they face in the United States, even though their delegation wasn't here.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
NPR's Julie McCarthy speaking with us from Durban, South Africa.